Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Remembering a teen gunned down at a Kansas City park, Brandon Dixon has more.
A vigil was held to honor the life of 17-year-old Ben Hawthorne, who was shot and killed last Thursday after a fight at Town Fork Greenway Park. His murder adds to a growing number of adolescents that have died from gun violence in Kansas City. The Children's Memorial is being set up at Hibbs Park in honor of young people who have lost their lives in Kansas City over the past 23 years. It will consist of granite columns that stand as a source of honor and a reminder that this violence must stop. I'm Brittany Dixon.
Boaters around Kansas may find lower lake levels than usual this Memorial Day weekend. Chaney Lake is 5.5 feet below normal. Only one boat ramp is open there. Recent rains have helped El Dorado Lake, but it's still about 2.5 feet lower than it should be. With low lake levels, boaters should watch out for sandbars and use extra caution on the water. Memorial Day weekend, one of the biggest for boaters on Kansas lakes. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the FSA 57 battery trimmer set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? I do. I'm Philip Eisenhagen, your Norton Edward Jones financial advisor. Investing can seem complicated. That's why I take time to listen, understand your needs, and explain without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact me today at 785-877-3373. That's 877-3373. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Facing elimination yesterday morning, number 6 Kansas State baseball knocked off number 4 West Virginia 8-4 in the Big 12 baseball tournament at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. Grad lefty Owen Borima got the start on the mound and went the complete game, giving up 7 hits, 4 runs while striking out 10 in a 131-pitch effort to help save the Cats some arms. Borima is now 6-3 with a 4.82 ERA on the season. WVU put up 3 in the first before a 7-run inning for K-State in the first that got started by Brady Day's 2 RBI double to center. David Bishop had 3 RBIs on the day, and Kalen Lotus had a 2-hit day for the Cats. They'll play again this morning at 9 a.m. facing number 9 TCU. They lost the regular season series to the Horned Frogs 2-1. You can catch that game at 9 a.m. on ESPN+. After beating K-State Tuesday morning, number 7 Kansas had yesterday off and faces number 1 Oklahoma, who they haven't played this season, at 12:30, also on ESPN+. Number 4 Wichita State beat number 5 UAB 8-2 in the first round of the American Baseball Tournament and will take on number 1 East Carolina today at 12 p.m., also on ESPN+. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength. to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started Wesley Financial Group to do one thing, help people get out of their timeshare nightmare. When you buy a timeshare, the timeshare company can raise your annual maintenance fees at will. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Want out of your timeshare? Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333. Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, we're seeing some scattered showers and a few thunderstorms moving out of north central into northeast Kansas. Those are gradually weakening as a weak disturbance passes by. Looks like it's going to be another warm and humid day as a warm front lifts in. Dry line setting up in western and central Kansas. To the west of that dry line over western Kansas, we will have an elevated fire danger threat due to low humidity. Thunderstorms increase later today and tonight across much of Kansas, some severe. We'll get a break on Friday, and the threat of severe weather significantly increases again on Saturday into Saturday night. Following that, we'll get a break for a while through next week. For today in northwestern Kansas, a few scattered storms early on with a high today in the upper 80s. Rain chances at about 20% in north central Kansas with a high 82. Sunny mid-80s in northeastern Kansas. Southwestern Kansas, sunny, warmer today with a high in the low 90s. Partly cloudy, a few thunderstorms in south-central Kansas with a high 82. 82 as well in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now, cattle and hog futures diverged on Wednesday with cattle posting triple-digit gains while the hog showed triple-digit losses. Cattle futures seem to be targeting the highs for March while hog futures may be heading to the February lows. As far as the grains are concerned, corn has rebounded from lower overnight trade and is now slightly higher. Forecasted for rainfall in the Corn Belt, where all acres still need to be planted, are helping to support the market. Soybeans are also higher, with futures moving up against resistance that exists between $12.50 and $12.58.5. Support is coming from indications that U.S. soybeans are now competitive into China for July and August shipment timeframes. And wheat futures are taking a breather after reversing lower over the course of Wednesday's trade. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.